Wrestling is just around the corner, and the HSCW Vikings are ready to hit the mats and get back into action. This year's girls' team contains just one girl, Annabelle Baxter, for HSCW. That is why they have consolidated between Underwood and Tri-Center for the HSCW program to make a bigger impact on their and all the other schools' programs.
We got one girl right now, Annabelle Baxter. We felt like it was best for her to get practice partners and everything to consolidate with Tri-Center and Underwood on that. And that's turned out to be a pretty good deal. I think we got 13 or 14 high school girls out between the three schools. So, you know, that ended up being a great opportunity for her and the rest of the girls involved in that.
Assistant girls wrestling coach Evan Hansen is happy to see how Baxter has continued to improve her wrestling career. He looks for her to come out and make an impact early and continue to get even better with the experience throughout the season.
I think she's got a lot of experience and she's wrestled for a long time. So I think she'll come out and make some noise pretty early on. But, we're always trying to improve and always trying to get better. So I think as the season goes on, she'll continue to grow and improve throughout the year.
Hansen is also the head coach of the HSCW boys program. He is taking over a very successful program from Evan McCarthy, who led the Vikings for 12 years after he resigned back in February. Hansen is looking to change a few things around to put the program in the direction that he wants it to head towards. The HSCW team will have around 20 different wrestlers this season and look to respond to the impact that Hansen brings to the program.
We're going to have right around 20 guys, somewhere between 20 and 23, 24 guys out this season. So looking forward to that. You know, Evan McCarthy did a great job with those guys and a great job at running that program. But as it is with any coach, you know, I got to go in there and make it the way I want it run. And, you know, I think the coaching staff and the kids have responded well in terms of the meetings that we've had to let them know what's going on and kind of what the expectations are. And, you know, so I think that'll be good this year, and I think we'll continue to be really good.
For the team coming into the season, one wrestler that stands out is Caden Baxter. Baxter is coming off a season of playing on the field to now hitting the mats and has the experience and the credibility to back up his success overall.
I think Caden Baxter's got a good chance at being probably our best wrestler. I know that I think he made state last year and fell short of making the podium, but I've been working with him a little bit on some issues that he was struggling with off the mat. So I think that we can get that fixed and make an impact there.
HSCW prepares for their girls and boys seasons in the coming weeks as they'll be hitting the mats in practice to prepare for a start this late November. I'm Zach Collins reporting.